Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's Armin Ray.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Fan stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My lawn's laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bear Seed. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch Ray because of your mere hesitance. Ridge drive with verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Book cast sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing Bucky. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere verbs can never budge me. I know I'm the die rhyme, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC protecting me, or the release of the virus. I can't tell, just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault, I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent, and still represent, and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the lords of the land, when the lords of my land keep trying to take the Lord on my hands, and fill my heart with such wickedness. For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this, I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with analysis like a cigarette. True bad, keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray G.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Ha'adin Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Heruk Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Imani Speaks. I am your host, Armin Ray Minnethout. Today's show, it's titled Onto the Road, and after Onto the Road, I have ... because it's actually a little bit more to that. I got title from the X-Clan's first album, a song called Outrage, and the lyricist Brother Jay says, I'm onto the road to pimp the unpimpable, the untouchable, doing the impossible. And that's my focus of this show. Onto the road to pimp the unpimpable, the untouchable, doing the impossible. When I was introduced to this Imani teacher, my life began to change because I start to see what I thought was impossible as being very possible. It's just a matter of seeing it in your mind, then you can manifest it. That's what this Imani teaching. The more I got into this Imani teaching, I realized the importance of it, in that by its importance, I mean that it's a timeless teaching. This teaching is what built the greatest civilization this planet has ever seen. And even though we have lost the tenets of that civilization, what made that civilization so great that we feel totally disconnected from it, we're actually not. We always had it. The reason why we don't see it anymore is because we have been off that road. We have been traveling a road of entertainment and sport and play for a very long time. I know myself, coming from a background of having a great interest in music, when I was younger, it drove me to study the history of music, well, black music specifically, jazz and bebop to rock and roll and gospel and blues to hip hop, you know, in between hip hop and funk, there was that god-awful crazy music called disco. I didn't consider that black music, but of course, it was part of our contributions to American music. So I went through all those genres of music and seen how it was connected to, I guess, pop culture in the black community during those times and even now. Studying all of that, I began to see how entertainment has really dealt a bad hand to black people and our families and communities has suffered from chasing entertainment, chasing the illusion called entertainment and what it offers, the illusion of fame and fortune, and how we look up to those that chase that illusion so much. And looking up to those people that chase that illusion, we end up chasing that illusion also. So today, I come with this lecture of On to the Road because I want to get off that road of illusions and come back to the reality situation that we face now. Now, a friend of mine lent me a book of hers called The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century. The author is a Reverend Radine Amin-Ra. You know, a subtitle to this book is The Forgotten Truth Behind the Racism in America, The Hidden Ancestral Identity of the Black American. And it also say why it's a matter of color. And then it says this is a must-have book for every black American family. And what I have been reading in this book, I've heard a lot from listening to Moorish lecturers and what they have been saying. And as I've said in previous shows, that when I listen to the Moors break down what happened to so-called black people, how they are identified as Indians, then to Negro, but one of the ancient names is the Anasazi Mound Builders. And then the author also goes into the different tribal names like Cherokee Creek, Delawares, you know, what they called the five civilized tribes. And I know when I used to hear the Moors speak about this information, true Indians of this land were actually so-called black people, well, who we call black people today. You know, I couldn't make the connection. The information just seemed so far off, like, wow, this is a great story, but I can't believe this. What proof do you have of this? And I listened to the Moors talk about the fairy tales of slavery. And, of course, I used to say, how could they say that it's a fantasy? You know, you have all those slave dungeons that Pan-Africanists have shown in their lectures that those dungeons do exist. There's no doubt about that. And that's why I couldn't buy into the Moorish story they made. That I said, wow, that I never thought about it that way, about if there was a such thing as an Atlantic slave trade, where are all the ships? You can dig up fossils from millions of years ago, but you can't show me one slave ship. And, I know the Pan-Africanists and the Moors, they have lectures where they battle each other, calling each other stupid and don't know what you're talking about, etc. But reading this book for survival through the 21st century, I had to rethink what I've learned over the years. I've heard Moore said that you have these Pan-African scholars who are actually agents of the establishment teaching us Pan-African information to take us away from our American heritage and give us a false heritage that we really have no part of. And, when I used to hear that information, of course, I got emotional and got angry and say they didn't know what the hell they was talking about. But I had to consider what they were saying, because, they are part of my people. And I found when I would take the Moorish information and instead of dividing it with the Pan-African information, I would put them together. And I begin to see that it's pretty much the same. What I mean by that you had came into the land that was inherited by the Maritans, nowadays called Africans, as well as the Anasazi Mound Builder people, today called Black people. It's the same story. How the invaders came in and they didn't take it over by force. They took it over by trickery and deceit. And when I begin to think about this information, of course, I mentioned last week about the Black Seminole Wars told by Dr. Claude Anderson. And then, when I begin to study the Gullah Geechee people on the islands of South Carolina and Georgia, that they reiterated the Black Seminole Wars that Dr. Claude Anderson was talking about. And I begin to see a new light in Black history. I really begin to see where racism comes in and takes place, and why is it still prevalent today? When I think of racism today, we just experienced another killing or execution by police on an unarmed Black man. We hear this story. It's been in the news continuously for the last few years. And the Moors always say, we sit around and fight racism because we think racism is about them not liking our color, not realizing the root of what the root of racism truly is. And the root of racism is truly that you have so-called black people, dark-skinned, woolly-haired people, that seem to inhabit the most fruitful grounds on this earth. And when peons begin exploring the earth, they was exploring it because they knew nothing about it. And every fertile land that they ran upon, they kept seeing dark-skinned, woolly-haired people. And so they wanted what the dark-skinned, woolly-haired people had. This is the root of racism. So they say that we're better than you, and so we should rightfully have this that you have right now. We need to take it away from you. And we need to know that some of us have forgotten it, but we need to know that the great spirit of the universe still dwells here and still has natural law that operates this whole universe. Specifically, we're going to just concentrate on the planet. This natural law still runs this planet. No matter what they tell you, saying that it doesn't exist, it's a fad, it's a figment of your imagination. And it's not. This natural law still exists. And everything still operates around this natural law. No matter how much they try to tell you, it's man's law that runs this planet. That's the illusion. It truly doesn't. Natural law still runs this planet. Always did, always will. You know, I usually start off the show reading the quote, and I apologize. I didn't even get to the quote of today. The quote of today comes from the Natir Sassen, book 18, verse 142, and it goes as follows. Even so, every soul, whether human or inhabiting the earth under other condition, knows where she ought to go, unless indeed some son of Set should pretend that a bull must subsist in the waters or a turtle in the air. If, then, even when immersed in flesh and blood, souls do not infringe the law of order, although under penance, for union with the body is a penance, how much more will they conform to that place when delivered from their bonds and set at liberty? And that's the end of the quote. I chose that quote because I want to tie in, we are souls in body. You know, we are not our bodies. Our bodies are just the vessels that carry us in this three-dimensional world. We are still souls bonded to these bodies for a time. But while we're bonded to these bodies, we still conform to the laws of order of the universe. We still follow, well, when we're in our right minds, we follow the laws of order. And ever since we have been, our people, I should say, have been set in physical bondage all over the earth, to keep us in this physical bondage, our souls are detached from our minds, meaning that we don't use reason and logic and look at the situations that we are in every day in life and use reason and logic to see that the situation is not right. We're not behaving a creator created us how we should behave here. We don't behave that way. We're detached from that style of living. And that is the root of all our problems that we have in our lives. You know, it says in the Book of Life and other sections that in the heavens is freedom, and on earth is bondage and slavery. I know when I first read that, I didn't know it, what it was talking about. I didn't have a clue. And as I read the 18th book in the Nitir Sesson of Orset, the Virgin Mother, and I learn what we are as souls and why we are here as souls and what we should be doing as souls, I begin to think about the situations that we live in every day and begin to see why our lives are so dysfunctional. And so today's lecture is to put us back on that road to functionality, put us back on that road to freedom. Freedom from all the illusions of oppression in our lives. To this book, The Black American Handbook for Survival in the 21st Century. On page 30, there's a quote from an author named William Katz, author of the book Black Indians, and he comments on racial distortion on page 17 in his book, and it says, distorting racial history, as teachers know, injures dark children. They live with muted heritage. Despite Black Indians' contributions to their land, neither Negro nor Indian children nor the current adult population have awareness of this legacy. Like whites, Native Americans learned in school that Africans were contented slaves and had no fighting traditions, certainly none that allied them with the Indians. For their part, Afro-Americans are aware of Indians in their family tree, but probably assume that, like the whites, a further distortion lurking there, they are mere intruders. Such inaccurate beliefs hide a heritage worth exploring further, dividing people today that could truly benefit from unity. And then the author, Amin Ra, goes on and says, however, this book also maintains the distortion of racial identity. The racial identity of the Indian remains invisible. This omission of racial identity allows the reader to believe the Indians and the Africans were two different races of people, distinguished by skin color, and who, by chance, mixed with each other. Of course, the African blood washed out the Indian blood. That's why you have Black Indians, when in fact they were the same. They were Black American people termed Indians from the nations of North American mound builders fighting for freedom to live and not be enslaved. And I'll stop right there. Now, does the Moorish information change my Amani information? Not at all. In fact, it enhances it. And I say it enhances it because I begin to see the big picture that so-called Black people all over the world are connected. So-called Black people all over the world, these Amani teachings, they may have a different name for them, but these Amani teachings were in existence all over the earth. This Amani culture was in existence all over the earth. So when I hear Moors and Pan-Africanists have debates with each other about their information, I say, what are you debating about? You're talking about the same thing. It reminds me of a lecture I heard a while back from Dr. Phil Valentine, when he was speaking about the education system and how the Prussian education system was put together in this country, the United States, when they put together the education system, they fragmented and separated, divided the information so that no one could see the relevant of teaching the whole subject. Like, for example, I would use what Dr. Valentine used, how they divide up subjects. You have math, English, history, science. They divide them up when they all should be taught together as one. But they teach them separate so that we will not put together that information and start to function as a whole being. And I say the same thing about Moorish information and African information. It's not meant to be put them together so we can see the big picture of what's going on this planet. The real reason for racism is to exterminate black people. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this show on the phone, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you're listening on playback and on the phone, I will continue. So the reason for racism, exterminate the so-called black people, not just here, not just there, but all over the planet, so that non-black peoples can inherit what black people was given from the universal creator. This whole earth was given to us. That's why we are called the protectors of the earth. It makes me think about when I was looking at a broadcast of the Million Man March back in 1994, and I remember a so-called Native American was speaking, and I remembered his speech more than everyone else, even Minister Farrakhan. Because what he said was so profound. When I first heard it, I was like, what is he talking about? When he said, the world is waiting for you black people to rise up. And I said, wow, because we are the keepers of the earth. Not just here in the Americas, not just in Africa, but the keepers of the earth. A function that was given to us by the grand creator from the so-called beginning of time. I say so-called because there is no record. As souls, we are the offspring of the grand creator. So there is no beginning of time for us. As long as the creator has been, our souls have also been in existence. Even though we are trapped in bodies now as a penance, we have completely forgotten why we are in these bodies as a penance. Of course, it's because of our transgressions in the heavens. Like I said, the story of the fallen angels is actually the story of our souls. It's the exact same story. we fell from grace. Now, it doesn't teach us that in the Bible, because like I said, the Bible is actually the sorcerer's writing to make us forget why we're really here and our real purpose here, here on earth, trapped in these bodies. When our lives are over in these bodies, what we call life doesn't end for our souls. It's actually the beginning. That's when we're supposed to, after we regenerate in these bodies, we're supposed to resurrect back to our immortal status or our immortal place. But while we're here in these bodies, we are supposed to be regenerated. And when we correctly regenerate, we don't live like this. Like this, I mean, in slavery, in bondage, subjected to other peoples around us. We build our communities. While we build our families, we build our communities, we build our nations. People here in America don't feel we have a separate nation, because we've been under the foot of Europeans for such a long time. We call them so-called white people. Another illusion, but I won't go into that. Not realizing that we're in our own land. Funny, probably about a year ago, I was talking about, well, not a year ago, I think 2 years ago, I made a show called The Scarecrow and Dr. King, and I believe in that show I was talking about Dr. King's I Had a Dream speech. And in that speech, when I remember when I was studying it for that show, I was like, what is he talking about when he said that we are held captive in our own land? And I was like, whoa, what did he mean? What did he mean by that? And that's when I took a second look at Dr. King, at who he was, who they don't tell us he was. And I understand, because I live here in Atlanta now, I know down on Auburn Avenue where the King Center is, right across the street there's a Masonic Center. Yeah, King was a Mason, just like Malcolm X was a Mason. And they knew things about us that we shouldn't know. And believe it or not, they was putting that information out there, I would say, in coded language. King did it in his most famous speech, I Have a Dream. He told us that we was held bondage in our own land. They never talk about that. I hear the Moors talking about it, and, you know, I thought they made up the story, but I'm starting to see where they got it from, because I know Moors are Masons also. Just like Muslims are Masons. They all know this story. All of us that are not Masons don't know this. And as Masons, they took oaths not to reveal that stuff to the public. Why am I talking about it? Because I'm not a Mason. I never took that kind of oath to deceive my people. To withhold vital information like that from my people. So they would realize that their behavior and the way we carry ourselves on in this world is very dysfunctional. Dysfunctional because we've been miseducated, as Carter G. Woodson told us. Another Mason. But this been a long history of Masons being held up in front of us as leaders and prominent people. In fact, I'll say all the so-called leaders in black history, I'm sure they were all Masons. That's why they are leaders. That's why they are taught to us as leaders during their times, because they were Masons. And this is why we have to get back onto the road. To do what? What should we do when we get to that road? Pimp the unpimpable. We are the untouchables, and we can do the impossible. When we come back into our right mind, when we come back into our correct functions, to do that, we have to start putting down the entertainment and stop chasing the illusions of fame and fortune. I know why we chase fame and fortune. Because we want to live better than what we have been shown all our lives. We want to live better than that. I understand that. So the fame and fortune game was set up to allow some of us to live better than others. And the ones that are living better than others, they're held up in the public eye as, see, this is what you should be aspiring to be. This is what you should be chasing after. You know, forget correcting your communities. Forget strengthening and carrying on your families. The illusion of fame and fortune takes us away from. You know, those people that chase fame and fortune believe that their families are holding them back, that their families are dead weight to them. So they disconnect from their families. When the truth is dividing and fragmenting ourselves from each other, we should be uniting and strengthening each other. Stop chasing that illusion of money, which is just an illusion that represents the energy circulating around this planet. That's why they call money currency. The true currency is the energy that's passed on from soul to soul. This money is just the illusion of that. Make believe. It only exists because we believe in it, the system of money. The fame only exists because we believe in it. That's why I say turn off the entertainment. We have to turn off the circus, the food and circus that they constantly feed to the fools of this world. I say fools because you're not functioning properly, chasing after this food and circus, or bread and circus, as they call it. Stop chasing after the bread and circus to the road to pimp the unpimpable. Be the untouchable, doing the impossible. What they tell you is impossible, it's very possible. If you see it in your mind, you can create the possibility of that coming to pass. That's why they give us entertainment so much, so that we will not see the impossible in our minds. The impossible would remain distant from us. And we would not see what we should be seeing. We will not hear what we should be hearing. The Creator keep talking to us and say, come back to your soul. Come back to your mind. Regenerate. 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 I guess that's why outraged. I'm outraged because I see souls not functioning as souls anymore. We have become slaves to this system, slaves to poverty. When we look at ourselves, all we see is poverty. Slaves to this thing called hope. Shouldn't have to hope for anything. Just see it in your mind and it will come to pass. Slaves to this thing of being accepted by everyone else because we have been miseducated to believe we don't belong. We are not part of the nations of this world. Very false. We were the originators of these nations. They have been taken from us by theft. And the theft has remained in place through miseducation. You know, we're in a election season here in America to see why it's so important for black people to go out and vote. Because they need our approval for them to rule over us. When we go out and vote, which is a farce, but nevertheless, when we go out to vote for these people, we give them permission to rule over us. Not knowing our true place here. That's why I'm outraged. First, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotel.
Outrage! Blood to the concrete, tears to sword. And here's another word to make the other man foil. War. Raised on your planet to a cave or a oppressor. Don't one sends the aggressors. Hope we weren't coming, but it seems you made an error. Wrench in the millwork, systematic terror has arrived. Cornered by the order. Checkmate, sucker, not a move, game's over. Clock spinning backwards, many cannot get with me. A logical man, I'm the epitome. My black boots travel hard with claws of steel. Heart kneel to the roar that speaks the deal. Vainglorious, voice of the many. Voice of the many of the man wanna get me. It's not safari, so don't make a move. Protection is the reason, it's a different groove. Sun up to sundown, yo, check the time. Mystic magic is more than a rhyme.